Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Ken Davis is here. Ken is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 10 years now. He's one of the resident historians in our Brain Trust, and heck, he's one of the resident historians in America. He's become a very prolific chronicler of the history of our country. His new book's called The Hidden History of America at War. At least that's the new one that I know about. And From Yorktown to Fallujah. And of course, all the Don't Know Much About books that he's written, Don't Know Much About History, et cetera, et cetera. And he's our good friend. Ken Davis, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, and always a great pleasure to be with you. And, of course, it is not President's Day. Let's make it clear.
Well, tell us about that.
Well, George Washington's birthday was a federal holiday from very early on.
Because I'm looking at a calendar. I'm looking at an official, fancy, glossy calendar here, and it says President's Day right there.
It says it on the bank. It says it on the post office. Surprisingly, it says it in all the ads where George Washington is taking that axe and cutting down the prices on linens and mattresses and SUVs, mm-hmm. But today is still officially George Washington's birthday.
Thank you.
It was a holiday up until 1968, actually 1971, that was always celebrated on February 22nd. That year, we switched to the Uniform Holiday Act, which created some of our three-day weekends, which everyone loves, I agree, but it moved Washington's birthday from the 22nd to the third Monday in February, which, of course, can never fall on the 22nd.
And without his approval, too.
He had no say in this matter, absolutely.
Now, what year was it that this happened?
The law was passed in 68. It went into effect in 71. Mm-hmm. We've been living with this so-called presidency, but that Act never created a holiday called President's Day. It simply moved Washington's birthday to a different date.
Well, how did it wind up being President's Day? Who started that notion?
It's really just a matter of it became kind of practical, commonplace to use it, and over 40 years of mattress sales, it's fixed in everyone's mind that way. The confusion comes because Lincoln's birthday is on February 12th.
Right. And we celebrated it last week on the show.
That's right.
With one of our top Lincoln historians.
Lincoln's birthday was never a national holiday.
Right.
It was only celebrated by many, but not all states. And mm-hmm. I'm sure you can guess which states didn't want to honor Abraham Lincoln.
Right.
But be that as may, Lincoln's birthday was never a national holiday. But in kind of just by common usage, the two holidays, Lincoln's birthday on the 12th and Washington's birthday on the 22nd, got merged together, and people started calling this day President's Day. But officially, it is still George Washington's birthday.
Is the government off today?
It isn't, yeah, and that's what a national or federal holiday actually means. It means that the government shuts down for a day. No one is by law required to be closed today.
Right.
That's why all the mattress stores are open, and then you can go to the car dealership.
Is this a day that anybody's off? Do some governments take off today?
There's no mail, and there's no stock market, and
there you go. Most, that's what I'm talking about then. Yeah.
Most banks are closed. There's no bond market. There's no stock market. The holiday is still observed by a great many
We show
businesses.
Up here out on Main Street, though.
Well, it's not a holiday for me.
Yeah, me either.
But I love it because, I get to talk about presidents for a day.
Right. Talk to us about why do we, this is, there's only a few of these, it's a small club. We still revere our presidents, the office here in America, don't we?
Well, I'm not sure that we do, especially under the current circumstances.
Well, I'm not talking about the individual. I'm talking about the office.
Well, you know, I guess I would look back at, you know, when I was coming of age and growing up, we had, of course, the death of John Kennedy, then Lyndon Johnson's failed presidency because of Vietnam. Then we had Richard Nixon's failed presidency because of Watergate. Mm-hmm. That was led to Gerald Ford's brief presidency and Jimmy Carter's widely acknowledged
abject failure.
Yeah, so the presidency had been diminished over that mm-hmm. long stretch from 1960, say, to 1980, roughly. And whatever else you think of Ronald Reagan, one of his great accomplishments was restoring some mm-hmm. luster to the mm-hmm. Oval Office, and this is again not a reflection on his policy, but he certainly restored the office to the place of global prominence that it had occupied.
And it is said that he didn't take his coat off in the Oval Office.
I have heard that. I can't vouch for it, but certainly that's the way it's
reported.
But
I can see, can't you? You can see him doing that, though, can't you?
Well, and also he was known as a guy who turned off the lights at 5 o'clock and went home. You know, that was he saw the presidency as the chief executive officer in some ways of the United States. Now, obviously, you know, there were state dinners and things like that at night. Mm-hmm. But this is a man who, unlike James K. Polk, who is said to have literally worked himself to death. He had one very successful term in office, decided not to run again, went home and was dead a few months later. And some people attributed it to exhaustion.
I remember when Carter was trying to get reelected, there was an ad about showing how hard he was working and going to work in the middle of the night, et cetera, et cetera. And I remember thinking, Jimmy, just give us your 40. We can't afford overtime from you.
Well, you know, it's and that's one of the reasons, I guess, that I'm bemused by this notion that one president or another is off golfing. This is a 24-hour job.
These
guys, whatever you think of them, they are on
24/7. I agree with that. So when we come back, we're gonna talk a little bit more about presidents, but we're also gonna talk about some behavior. I want to see what Ken's thoughts on some recent behavior that's connected to the president, certainly, and very much connected to the next president and that whole process. Ken, last thoughts?
I'll just tease you with a pop quiz, Jim.
All right.
Who invented Lincoln Logs?
Who invented Lincoln Logs? We'll answer that question while I Google it during the break, 20 after. Ken Davis
no
and
Google
I will
allowed.
Be right back. Ken is C. Davis, the author of The Hidden History of America at War. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.